If you have just tuned in, you are now listening to Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel. This radio ministry is produced by Worth Baptist Church, and this is the pastor speaking. What a joy it is again today to greet you in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus Christ. These are exciting days with us at Worth Baptist Church. Last Sunday, you'll be glad to know that over 800 people answered the roll call to study God's Word together in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church. The Lord added some 10 people to our church rolls, and the spirit of revival prevails throughout all phases of our church's ministry. We now enter upon the fall season with a special emphasis upon winning families to Jesus Christ. Our fall festival of faith involving the family begins today here at Worth Baptist Church. The Sunday School motto has been for a long time teaching the whole Bible to the whole Sunday School to enlighten the whole family to the whole truth. It is our desire to share Christ with families throughout the Metroplex during this fall festival of faith in which families will be one to Jesus Christ. We covet your prayers in these matters as we reach across the city and through the Metroplex and around the world with the gospel. If you're not attending Sunday school and church somewhere else, we extend to you and to your family a cordial invitation to come and visit the Sunday school of Worth Baptist Church today. Our Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock. We have a class for every member of your family, for every age and every grade level. We have but one textbook in the Sunday School of Worth Baptist Church, and that is the Bible. Today we conclude a series of studies in the book of Colossians. Colossians chapter 4 will be our study in the Sunday School hour today. Our Sunday morning worship service begins at 11, and our Sunday evening worship hour is at 7. All of these services have been planned to meet your spiritual needs. We believe the Bible has the answer to the problems that confront you as an individual today, that God's Word touches upon every subject, upon every area of your life and mine. Not only is that true in our lives individually, but for our churches, our homes, our businesses, for our government. These are crucial days in America's history. We are praying that God will continue to send revival across America during these days. Again, we give you a special invitation to come and visit our Sunday school today and be with us on the very first Sunday of our fall festival of faith. Bring the whole family. There's a place for every member of your family in the Sunday school and in the services of worship here at Worth Baptist Church. Well, this last week, the construction of our new building got underway. Our Sunday school theme for this new Sunday school year, 1976 through September 1977, is Building for Christ as We Build for Eternity. With the construction now underway, we're looking forward to the completion of our building in about 10 months, perhaps a year, at which time we'll be moving into those new facilities and have greater opportunity to reach many more people in the city of Fort Worth and across the Metroplex. So we covet your prayers in these matters as we build for Christ and build for eternity. The companion scripture for our new Sunday school theme is 1 Corinthians chapter 3 at verse 9, a part of which reads, "For we are laborers together with God." It is our purpose to please God in our building. We are building to glorify Jesus Christ. We are not just building a building. We are building people. And we want you to join with us in prayer in these matters. And again, we'd like to have you come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church, 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And we would like to hear from you by mail this week. Remember our mailing address, Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. Write us today. Let us know that you heard this broadcast. And if you would like a free cassette tape containing today's message, simply write and request this tape for this September 26. Just write to Worth Baptist Hour, Post Office Box 15141, Fort Worth, Texas. And now to my message on today's broadcast entitled, Praise God. I'm going to read the 148th Psalm, but before I read these verses, I would like for you to pause with me in a moment of prayer. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we truly thank Thee that we have something today in our hearts. We have eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We thank Thee for the peace and victory that we feel in our hearts. We thank Thee, Heavenly Father, for an opportunity to serve Christ in these days. We thank Thee for the privilege of voicing the gospel by radio today. We would ask for every listener that the Holy Spirit might use this message to bless and strengthen their hearts during these days. In everything, may Christ be praised. This is our prayer, and these are our petitions, and we ask them all in Jesus' name and for Jesus' sake, and with thanksgiving, amen. And now in the 148th Psalm, we read these words. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise ye Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His host. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Praise Him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that are above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for He commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapor, stormy wind fulfilling His word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beast and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for His name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalteth the horn of His people, the praise of all His saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto Him. Praise ye the Lord. What a wonderful psalm of praise. And it is a good thing, a glorious thing, a gracious thing to give praise unto the Lord. I believe God is pleased when you praise Him for what He's done in your life. Stop and think a moment. What about the many wonderful things God has done for you? You have every right and every reason to praise Him today. For God is high and holy, and God has supplied your need, and God has spared your life, and God has brought you to this moment. There are so many things to praise God for that truly we cannot find words to express how we feel in our hearts. My text says God should be praised from the heavens. He should be praised by the angels and all the heavenly hosts, by the sun, the moon, the stars, and all the planets. My text says that He should be praised from the depths of the sea, by the sea monsters and the dragons of the deep, by fire and hail and snow and wind, by the mountains and hills and fruit trees, and even the cedars of Lebanon. The text says that God should be praised by beast and cattle and creeping things and the fowls of the air, by kings and princes and judges of the earth. The Bible says, let the young men and the old men and the maidens and all children praise the Lord. The very last verse of Psalm 150 says, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. Are you breathing, my friend? Then you have every reason to praise God. Praise Him upon the harp and the cymbal. Praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with stringed instruments. Praise Him in the sanctuary. Praise Him in the street. Praise Him from the housetop. Praise Him for His love and goodness and justice and mercy and kindness, for His peace and for His salvation, for the blessed hope that we have in Christ Jesus. Oh, there are so many, many, many things to praise God for today. Why don't you take this moment and just say aloud, "Praise the Lord." My friend, it'll make you feel good all over when you give God praise for the wonderful things He has done and is doing and shall do in your life. Now, under the topic, praise God, there are three areas that I want us to consider for which we should praise the Lord. First, we should praise God for a plan of redemption through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Who is Jesus Christ? Well, my friend, Nicodemus called Him the ruler. The centurion said, "Truly, this is the Son of God." Mary said, "He's my son." But more than that, God said, "This is my beloved Son. Hear ye Him." The angels declared Him to be the Savior, born in a manger. The prophet said He would come as Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus Himself said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. I am the water of life. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." Jesus said, "I am the root and offspring of David, the bright and morning star." There are so many titles given to Christ to identify Him that it would be impossible for us to mention them all at this point. But to suffice it to say that our Lord Jesus is the Son of God, very God and very man, God the Son and the Son of God, the only Savior mankind has ever had. This plan of salvation that we spoke of a moment ago, for which we praise God, was formulated before the world began. We read in Revelation chapter 13, at verse 8, that our Lord Jesus Christ was the Lamb slain before the foundation of the world. It is not as though God tried and failed. It is not as though God sent His Son as a last resort. My friend, long before the morning stars sang together, long before the planets made their trackless orbits around the sun, long before the waters of the sea dashed toward the shore, long before the birds flew through the air, long before the beast cried in the wilderness, long before man was created from the dust of the earth, Jesus Christ was slain in the mind of God as the Lamb for salvation, for sinners slain, for redemption and pardon and forgiveness. This, my friend, is not an afterthought with God. Jesus Christ was slain in the mind of God long before the world began. What a plan of redemption, having been begun in the eons of eternity in the mind of God. Not only that, but this plan of salvation was formulated to include all of Adam's race. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 2, at verse 9, we read, "But we see Jesus made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that He, by the grace of God, might taste death for every man." Did you get that? Not just for a few men, not just for a select handful, but for every man, Jesus Christ tasted death. Therefore, we read in the Scripture, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." This plan of salvation was not only formulated before the world began and formulated to include all of Adam's race, but it was formulated to endure forever. Jesus said in John chapter 10 at verse 27, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of My hand. My Father who gave them Me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of My Father's hand." This is the eternal security of the believer, and God's plan of redemption lasts forever. Paul said, "He who hath begun a good work in you is able to perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. The poet said, I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep or the wild stormy deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. Paul said, who shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or nakedness or famine or peril or sword? Nay, in all these things it is written, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Yes, I say, praise God for a plan of redemption through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the second place, I would say, praise God for a program of evangelism to reach the multitudes at home and around the world. You see, God is concerned about people. God is concerned about all people. God is concerned about you. Perhaps you're thinking today that no one cares, that no one is concerned, that no one has your interest at heart. But my friend, you're mistaken. God loves you. Jesus Christ died for you. The Holy Spirit is speaking to you. God is vitally concerned about you, about your family, about your home, about your life, about your business. God is this moment vitally concerned about you. God is directing this message to you. Jesus Christ gave his life for people. Jesus Christ gave his life for you. My friend, you're at Worth Baptist Church. We are in the midst of the on thrust of a citywide evangelism program, winning people to Christ. Our thought is this, Christ in every heart and the Bible in every home. We are reaching families for Jesus Christ during these days. If your family is lost, if your family is unenlisted, if your family is out of church, my friend, I want to say to you, there's a place for your family in the confines of this church, and we're concerned about you, and we love you, and we want to help you. If we can be of any service to you, call us, write us, come to see us today. Be in our services today, and see that Worth Baptist Church and this pastor and this people are concerned about you. Not only that, but we're concerned about people all over the earth. Through almost 80 missionary families, we're carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth. The plan and program that God has given us to evangelize the world includes all people in all nations. Jesus said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. This, my friend, is what we are doing through a citywide, metroplex-wide, worldwide program of evangelism. We are reaching people with the gospel of redeeming grace here at home and around the world. And then, my friend, in the third place, I would say praise God for a promise of sufficiency to meet your every need. Paul says in Philippians 4:19, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. There is a universal law called the law of supply and demand. There is sweet because there's bitter. There is heat because there's cold. There's light because there's darkness. Now listen carefully to this. There is a supply because there's a need. The thing that triggers the divine supply is the human need. It is the need in your life that releases the supply that God has. If you have no need, there would be no supply. You should thank God for your need today, because it is at the point of your need that God moves into the affairs of your life. God supplies because you have a need. God supplies what you need. God supplies all that you need. Remember, it is the need that releases the supply. Therefore, my friend, if you have a need, don't hide it. Don't deny it. Confess it. Rejoice in it. Thank God for it, because it's an opportunity for God to do something for you. I repeat, thank God for your need. And don't ever forget this. The only need that God cannot supply is the need that you do not have. My friend, what is your need in this hour? Do you need Jesus Christ in the pardon and forgiveness of your sin? Then I would bid you trust Him in this moment. Do you need strength? Go to the Bible. Get on your knees. Ask God for strength for today. His promise is, as thy days are, so shall thy strength be. Whatever the need of your life, remember, there is a promise of sufficiency. Let me give it to you from the pen of the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians 9:8. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Yes, my friend, God's grace is sufficient to meet every need that you have in your life. I have this footnote, and I shall be through. Praise God for an opportunity right now by your radio to get on your knees and cry out and tell God what your need is, and He's ready with a divine supply. As we leave the broadcast today, my friend, we want to take this opportunity again to invite you to come and visit with us at Worth Baptist Church. Remember, we're located at 3309 Wilbarger Street in Fort Worth. And until next Lord's Day, at this same time, we wish you well and the blessings of God upon your life, upon your family, and upon your home. And as always, we admonish you to keep on praying.